Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Hit the like button and be sure to comment. Just make sure you keep it clean. You know how the tube get. I don't give a damn if you press ABC 123, either way it works. It really helped with the algorithm. To my new watchers, if you like the content you're about to see, make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. I promise not to disappoint. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. Damn, it's going crazy outside right now. Anyway, I can get kicked off this platform any day now, so be sure to subscribe to my Patreon and support the channel and get exclusive content. Also, join my community on locals.com, links below. Okay, so we're supposed to believe that she's skipping her hot girl summers because she have respect for her future husband. Let me know, y'all believe her? Y'all believe this young lady that's on social media putting her middle finger up and sticking her tongue out really is saving herself and respecting herself for a future husband? I think not. But she could trick so many guys because that's how easy it is. I'm sure there's plenty of guys in the comment section of this TikTok video talking about, oh man, we need more young ladies like you. Oh man, protect her at all costs. Y'all too easily tricked, man. Way too easily tricked. Stop asking women what they bring to the table. That's weak. Women aren't built to bring anything to the table. It's our job to make sure the table looks like Thanksgiving. And it's their job to bow down and obey us for providing the table and everything going it. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but the problem is they don't even bring that. They won't submit. They don't cook. They don't clean. They not loyal. I feel like most men, even in today's times, would be cool with being the sole breadwinner if the woman is doing what she need to do as a woman traditionally. But they not doing that. So that's why guys asking what you bringing to the table.
We're got to go now.
Come in, damn it.
Big Bird, this is Bravo 6. We're on our way out. On your feet, soldier. We are leaving.
I mean, just don't expect her to be loyal, period. In these days and times. She got a lot of proving to do. I'll just put it like that. To some extent, keep your guard up. Put it down enough to maybe give her a chance if you feel like she deserves it, but don't put it all the way down for years. It ain't even about if she met you on Tinder or not.
Let's keep it real for a second, right? Females love attention from other dudes. This is why I say this. Say if I'm dating a female, right, and one dude or a couple dudes hit my girl up and be on some stuff like, you cute, or they try to get with her or try to link with her, whatever the case may be. If she respond in any form or fashion, or I'm going to kill y'all ass with this one, or if she say, sorry, but I have a boyfriend, she liked that attention from other dudes, and or she's attracted to that dude that hit her up. Because let's keep it a wrap. Females do not respond to dudes that they are not attracted to. A female will leave you on.
Man, I feel like the new rule these days is if she really feeling you like that and y'all official and she see you as her future, man, delete that Instagram. She don't need no damn Instagram. If she locking in with you and she gonna be the mother of your children and be your woman, she really don't need an Instagram page. Period. Or she could have one if she just want to scroll through Instagram, but no pictures on that bitch. Because what you need to post pictures on it for? If you want one of your friends and family to see a picture, just send it to their text. Yeah, man, that Instagram shit dead.
I'm delivered so quick, bro. And what is you sorry about having a boyfriend for? Why would you tell somebody, sorry, I have a boyfriend? What is you sorry about dating me? Don't you want me to be mean to other females? Oh, but you can have real...
But I could already tell this dude too emotionally invested. So he probably not playing his cards right in the relationship because he too riled up. What she do and don't do has too much of an effect on his emotional well-being.
One thing you will not tolerate in your next relationship.
A man.
That's the stage where usually a girl is going to start dating other girls and getting with other girls. And then like a month into it, it's funny because they start realizing how difficult girls are. So then they'll go back to men and call themselves bi.
Yeah, I never trusted that bi shit. Don't ever date bi girls. Women are already fucked in the head. So if you don't even know what gender you want to fuck with, you confused about that? Nah, then I'm cool on you.
I'll be calling men who respect women simps. If you don't get no Gucci, just say that. If you got no game, just say that.
Well, you clearly don't know the definition of a simp. A simp is when you're worshiping a female for validation and attention. It's not respecting women. Simps do not have game. It is so funny how you girls swear y'all...
We all know that women don't want to be respected like that. They love the guys who they struggle to get respect from because they see those guys as high value. And the guys who show them oh so much respect, he a punk, he a pussy. That's how women see it. I mean, you could be baseline respectful, but never kiss women ass. They're disgusted by it.
I love simps, but y'all just want to take advantage of them and only use them for an ego boost, attention, and free food. And it's so crazy because you girls are the ones who are calling the respectful guys simps. Aren't you girls the same ones that put the
This dude sound like he in the red pill rage stage. It's cool, man. Better yourself. Hit the gym, get a new type of haircut, you know, maybe change your fashion style a little bit, and just get a hobby or something, and do you, chase your dreams. If a halfway decent woman come along, so be it, but don't spend time worrying about it and stressing out about it, unless you got a YouTube channel like me, and then, you know, it's kind of your job to talk about this stuff, but not just in your bathroom feeling hurt because some chick probably just dissed you 20 minutes ago. But everything you saying pretty much right.
Respectful guys in the friend zone? Aren't you girls the same ones that leave the respectful guys undelivered? Aren't you girls the same ones that reject the respectful guys because they're too nice? I mean, if y'all like getting treated like shit, just say that. Good night!
Hi.
Hi, I don't know what your topic is tonight, but I just...
How old are you?
Guess.
Don't play with me. Guess these nuts.
I mean, yeah, so many women are childish and immature. Nobody's trying to play little kid games. It's a grown-ass man you're talking about some guests. That's why it's so hard for me to ever respect a woman as an equal to a man. Goofy shit like that. I'm not saying all women act like that, but if it's not that, it's something else that they do that's childish as fuck.
And once again, I'm back at it with the facts. I hear so many women say that. And it's just sad because I know the marriage rate is plummeting. And one of the reasons is the standards are so superficial. Think about it this way. In that statistical reality, the likelihood of finding a man who has that height as well as cares about you, as well as will be loyal to you, as well as if you care about it, which most women do but won't admit, money. I want to see more women end up in good solid marriages, and this is not the way to do that. Okay,
are you in a good solid marriage, and how tall is your husband? And if you're not, let me see the roster of guys that you've dated in your life. Don't be tricked by these chameleons on TikTok trying to be on our side.
Say there's a woman in a room with 10 men, and all 10 men are telling her how beautiful she is and how amazing she is, and they're lighting her cigarette and buying her drinks and just treating her like gold. Then, all of a sudden, in walks the 11th man. He takes one look at her and says, hey, how you doing? Turns his back on her and starts talking to his boys. That's the guy she wants to be with, the 11th man. Not any of the 10 men who were treating her well all night, but the one guy who couldn't care less. Why? Because for some reason, women don't want nice. They don't want real. They don't want to be treated well. I mean, not at first, and sometimes not ever. And I think that's crazy. And I refuse to play that game.